Hello, 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 everybody. It is 1 a.m. Welcome. We are back, Pretzelogic, Season 2, Week 2. Hope everyone's doing well out there tonight. Of course, it is 1 a.m. It's not quite the wishing hour. You just heard probably birds. Is that correct?
Yep.
And he finished it off with a little something from Ariel Pink. It was beautiful to hear, so we love that. And if you'll recall from last week, this season on Pretzelogic, we're going to be doing things just a little bit differently. Last semester, we took a look. We did some genre-focused episodes. This semester, we're going to be doing some artist-focused episodes. So, of course, last week, we took a look at the music of the wonderful, incomparable Fiona Apple. And it was my intention this week to do an episode about Ween. But, you know, that didn't quite come together. I didn't really do the thinking that I would have had to do for a Ween episode. You know, that is, Ween is a real, Dean and Gene Ween are really philosophers in the world of rock music. So, you know, that's an intellectuals band. So I didn't quite get to get around to doing that. So today we're going to be doing something a little bit more simple, a little bit easier, a little bit more bait, you could say. And that's the Bob Dylan episode. But you got to do a Bob Dylan episode at some point, right? I mean, it's Bob Dylan. You can't really complain about Bob Dylan, can you? So, yeah, we're going to be hearing a lot from the man himself tonight. Hopefully just one song, just one song from each album. I mean, not from every album, but one song per album, I think. No repeated albums. Hopefully we can manage that. But, yeah, you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. I'm Adam. This is Pretzelogic. Don't get it twisted. And we're going to be starting it off, and we're going to start in 1964. There are albums before that, controversial perhaps, but we're going to be starting with The Times They Are Changing and with God on Our Side. So let's get underway.
It ain't nothing. My age, it means less. The country I come from is called the Midwest. I was taught and brought up there, the laws to abide, and that the land that I live in has God on its side. Oh, the history books tell it, they tell it so well. The cavalry's charged, the Indians fell. The cavalry's charged, the Indians died. For the country was young with God on its side. The Spanish American War had its day, and the Civil War too was soon laid away, and the names of the heroes I was made to memorize, with guns in their hands and God on their side. The First World War, boys, it came and it went. The fighting I never did get, but I learned to accept it, accept it with pride. For you don't count the dead when God's on your side. The Second World War came to an end. We forgave the Germans, and then we were friends. Though they murdered 6 million in the ovens they fried, the Germans now to have God on their side. I've learned to hate the Russians all through my whole life. If another it's them we must fight. To hate them and fear them, to run and to hide, and accept it all bravely with God on my side. But now we got weapons of chemical dust. If fire them were forced to, then fire them we must. One push of the button and it shot the world wide. And you never ask questions when God's on your side. Through many dark hours, I've been thinking about this, that Jesus Christ was betrayed by a kiss. But I can't think for you, you'll have to decide whether Judas Iscariot had God on his side. So now as I'm leaving, I'm weary as hell. The confusion I'm feeling, ain't no tongue can tell. The words fill my head and I fall to the floor. That if God's on our side, he'll stop the next war.
Stands your orphan with his gun, crying like a fire in the sun. Look out, the saints are coming through. and it's all over now, baby blue. The highway is for gamblers, I bet I use your sense. Take what you have gathered from coincidence. The empty-handed painter from your streets is drawing crazy patterns on your sheets. The sky too is folding under you, and it's all over now, baby blue. Just walked out the door, has taken all his blankets from the floor. The carpet too is moving under you, and it's all over now, baby blue. For you, forget the dead you've left, they will not follow you. The vagabond who's rapping at your door is standing in the clothes that you once wore. And it's all over now, baby blue. Into the room with your pencil in your hand, you see somebody naked and you say, who is that man? You try so hard but you don't understand just what you will say when you get home, because something is happening here but you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? You raise up your head and you ask, is this where it is? Then somebody points to you and says, it's his. And you say, what's mine? And somebody else says, well, what is? And you say, oh my God, am I here all alone? But something is happening and you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones?
hand in your ticket and you go watch the geek who immediately walks up to you when he hears you speak and says, how does it feel to be such a freak? And you say, impossible, as he hands you a bone. And something is happening here, but you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? You have many contacts among the lumberjacks to get you facts when someone attacks your imagination. But nobody has any respect anyway. They already expect you to all give a check to tax-deductible charity organizations. Been with the professors and they've all liked your looks. With great lawyers you have discussed lepers and crooks. You've been through all of F. Scott Fitzgerald's books. You're very well read, it's well known. But something is happening here and you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? Well, the sword swallower, he comes up to you and then he kneels. He crosses himself and then he clicks his high heels. And without further notice, he asks you how it feels. He says, here is your throat back, thanks for the loan. And you know something is happening, but you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? Now, you see this one-eyed midget shouting the word now. And you say, for what reason? And he says, how? And you say, what does this mean? And he screams back, you're a cow. Give me some milk or else go home. And you know something's happening, but you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? Into the room like a camel and then you frown. You put your eyes in your pocket and your nose on the ground. There ought to be a law against you coming around. You should be made to wear earphones. Cause something is happening and you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones?
All right, everybody. We just opened our Bob Dylan episode of Pretzel Logic Up with three songs from 60s era Dylan. First, we started with a little something from The Times They Are Changing, kind of the end of Dylan's acoustic period. That was, we heard With God on Our Side, really beautiful song. Then after that, we heard songs from both of Dylan's albums from 1965. First, it was It's All Over Now, Baby Blue from Bringing It All Back Home, and then Ballad of a Thin Man from Highway 61 Revisited. So, yeah, for right now, I think we can just keep things moving along. And next, we're going to hear two songs from what I consider to be probably two of my favorite Dylan releases and two of the most widely considered as the best Dylan releases. First Blonde on Blonde, and then of course 1975's Blood on the Tracks. Now that's skipping over a lot of albums between those two. Of course, Blonde on Blonde's from 66, Blood on the Tracks not till 1975, but that's just the way we're going to do things here. We're going to have a little bit more of a focus on some of what Dylan was going to be doing in the 80s too, and we're going to go all the way up to 1997's Time Out of Mind. So have to skip over a little bit of that late 60s, early 70s material, but I think it's well worth it for our purposes tonight. But anyway, now let's hear Stuck Inside of Mobile with the Memphis Blues again.
Him what the matter was, but I know that he don't talk. And the ladies treat me kindly, and they furnish me with tape. But deep inside my heart, I know I can't escape. Oh, mama, can this really be the end? To be stuck inside of me. Shakespeare, he's in the alley with his pointed shoes and his bells, speaking to some French girl who says she knows me well. And I would send a message to find out if she's talked, but the post office has been stolen and the mailbox is locked. Mama, can this really be the end? To be stuck inside of Mobile with the Memphis Blues again. Mona tried to tell me to stay away from the train line. She said that all the railroad men just drink up your blood like wine. And I said, oh, I didn't know that. But then again, there's only one I've met, and he just smoked my eyelids and punched my cigarette. Oh, mama, can this really be the end? To be stuck inside a Mobile with the Memphis Blues again. Grandpa died last week, and now he's buried in the rocks. But everybody still talks about how badly they were shocked. But me, I expected it to happen. I knew he'd lost control when I speed built a fire on Main Street and shot it full of holes. Mama, can this really be the end? To be stuck inside a Mobile with the Memphis Blues again. Now the senator came down here, showing everyone his gun, handing out free tickets to the wedding of his son. And me, nearly got busted, and wouldn't it be my luck to get caught without a ticket and be discovered beneath the truck? Oh, mama, is this really the end? To be stuck inside a Mobile with the Memphis Blues again. Now the teacher looked so baffled when I asked him why he dressed with 20 pounds of headlines stapled to his chest. But he cursed me when I proved to him, then I whispered, said, not even you can hide. You see, you're just like me. I hope you
you're satisfied. Wow, mama, can this really be the end? To be stuck inside of Mobile with the Memphis Blues again. Now the Rain Man gave me two cures. Then he said, jump right in. The one was Texas medicine. The other was just railroad gin. And like a fool, I mixed them. And it strangled up my mind. And now people just get uglier. And I have no sense of time. Mama, can this really be the end? To be stuck inside a Mobile with the Memphis Blues again. When Ruthie says, come see her in her honky-tonk lagoon, where I can watch her waltz for free 'neath her Panamanian moon. And I say, oh, come on now, you know about my debutante. And she says, your debutante just knows what you need, but I know what you want. Oh, mama, can this really be the end? To be stuck inside a Mobile with the Memphis Blues again. Ah, the bricks lay on Grand Street where the neon madmen climb. They all fall there so perfectly. It all seems so well timed. And here I sit so patiently, waiting to find out what price you have to pay to get out of going through all these things twice. Mama, is this really the end? To be stuck here inside a Mobile with the Memphis Blues again.
Can't last. I can change, I swear. so simple. To quote a phrase, you've known it all the time. I'm learning it these days. Oh, I know where I can find you. Oh, in somebody's room. It's a price I have to pay. You're a big girl all the way. A change in the weather is known to be extreme. But what's the sense of changing horses in midstream? I'm going out of my mind. Oh, with a vein that stops and starts. Like a corkscrew to my heart. Ever since we've been apart.
So, that was two songs from two of the most celebrated Bob Dylan releases. First, it was Stuck Inside of Mobile with the Memphis Blues Again from 1966's Blonde on Blonde, and then it was You're a Big Girl Now from Blood on the Tracks. Blood on the Tracks, considered by many, I think, to be Dylan's best album and frequently reaches near the top of greatest album of all time polls. I don't know if it's a... I think it's deserved for many reasons to be at least close to that peak. And those are two absolutely beautiful Dylan songs to me, but the Blonde on Blonde track kind of represents a really more bluesy, swaggering Dylan that was still focused on kind of expansive and epic songwriting, but was also focused on having a really tight band sound. Blonde on Blonde was recorded mostly in Nashville as opposed to in New York, where Dylan had recorded a lot of his material before that. And Blood on the Tracks kind of cleans up that aesthetic a little bit. It's one of his most straightforward albums. It's one of his most pure albums and one of the most melodic albums too, but has some of his most direct and personal writing too, and I think that's why it's remembered so fondly. So we're coming to halfway through the hour now, so I think it might be a good time to read a nice little PSA. So let me get the binder out and let's see what we happen to open to today. All right, we have firearm safety PSA. I think I did this one recently, but I'll do it again, I guess. No matter how you feel about current gun laws, oh boy, here we go. Everybody should know the most critical rules about handling any firearm. Rule 0, all guns are always loaded. Rule 1, never point a gun at anything you are not willing to destroy. Rule 2, keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you have made the decision to shoot. And rule 3, be sure of your target and what is beyond it. This has been a public safety message from your friends at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational, and always Freeform Radio. I'm not sure why they chose to do rules 0 through 3 instead of 1, 2, 3, and 4, but I'm sure the firearm safety people know a lot more about that. I mean, 0 is perhaps an integral number to firearm safety, so I should not be... making a mockery of their cause. All right, let's get things moving again. And we're going to hear from some material from the 80s. Now, after Blood on the Tracks in the mid to late 70s and very early 80s, Dylan became a born-again Christian. And this created a lot of controversy for somebody that was a former Jew. And it produced albums like Slow Train Coming, which you can really hear the Christ all over them. And I don't think these albums are anywhere near Dylan's best. I think there's some necessity in listening to some of them to understand what was going on at that time, but I also don't think that the music is quite as interesting as anything that was happening before or after. So we're kind of going to be skipping over that period entirely. But before we move on to the 80s material, I think it is interesting to hear a song from the Basement Tapes. Now, the Basement Tapes, a collection of songs released in 1975, but originally recorded in Woodstock, New York in 1967, and it's Bob Dylan recording with the band. And the Basement Tapes are really odd. It's a lot more lo-fi and ramshackle recording than a lot of the Dylan studio material, and the songs are, some of them are just really bizarre songs. But what we're going to hear is the track Go Into Acapulco, and then after that we're going to get into the 80s material, and I will speak with you after that. Again, you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Let's hear it.
before you touch the door. What is it that you're trying to achieve, girl? Do you think we can talk about it some more? You know the streets are filled with vipers who've lost all real hope. You know it's not even safe no more in the valleys of the cold. Don't fall apart on me tonight. Don't fall apart on me tonight. Yesterday is just a memory. Tomorrow's never what it's supposed to be. And I need you, yeah. Come over here from over there, girl. Sit down here, you can have my chair. Is going anywhere, girl. The only place open is 1,000 miles away, and I can't take you there. I wish that I'd been a doctor. Maybe I'd have saved some life that'd been lost. Maybe I'd have done some good in the world instead of burning every bridge I crossed. Don't fall apart on me tonight. Inside a painting that's hanging in the Louvre. My throat starts to tickle and my nose itches, but I know that I can't move. Don't fall apart on me tonight. I just don't think that I could handle it. Don't fall apart on me tonight. Yesterday's gone, but the past live on. Tomorrow's just one step beyond, and I need you all. Who are these people that are walking towards you? Do you know them, and will there be a fight? With their humorless smile, so easy to see through, can they tell you what's wrong from what's right? Or do you remember St. James Street, where your blue jacket pleased mind? You were so fine, Clark Gable would have fell at your feet and laid his life on the line. The surface waste, girl. No more booby traps and bonds. No more decadence and charm. No more affection that's misplaced, girl. No more mudcake creatures lying in your arm. What about that millionaire with the drumsticks in his pants? He looked so baffled and so bewildered when he played and we didn't dance. And I need you, yeah, you are. I need you.
not even a note. She gone with a man in a long black coat. Somebody seen him hanging around at the old dance hall on the outskirts of town. He looked into her eyes when she stopped him to ask if he wanted to dance. He had a face like a mask. Somebody said from the Bible he'd quote, there was dust on the man in the long black coat. Preacher was a talking, there's a sermon he gave. He said every man's conscience is vile and depraved. You cannot depend on it to be your guide when it's you who must keep it satisfied. It ain't easy to swallow, it sticks in the throat to give her heart to the man in a long black coat. There are no mistakes in life, some people say, and it's true sometimes. You can see it that way. But people don't live or die, people just float. She went with the man in a long black coat. There's smoke on the water, it's up in there since June. Tree trunks uprooted beneath the high crescent moon. Feel the pulse and vibration and the rumbling fuss. Somebody is out there beating on a dead horse. She never said nothing, there was nothing she wrote. She gone with a man in a long black coat.
Okay, we just heard two songs from Bob Dylan's 80s period, but before that I was Going to Acapulco from 1975 release The Basement Tapes. Of course, we discussed those released before, recorded before, in 1967, but eventually released in 1975. Then we skip forward to 1983 to Bob Dylan's album Infidels, and we heard Don't Fall Apart on Me Tonight. And then from the 1989 album Oh Mercy, it was the noirish man in the long black coat, really ominous, eerie, slow-building song. So, yeah, we're come to the end of the show now, and we've gone through most of Dylan's discography, and I'm not going to try to pretend that the albums from the 80s are quite as good as what was going on Blonde on Blonde or Blood on the Tracks or Highway 61 or any of those really celebrated albums, but I do think that it's still essential listening when you're talking about Bob Dylan, or at least more essential than the Christian albums or some of the other stuff that happened between 66 and 75. But that's just my take. One thing that's really important to note is that in 1989 for the album Oh Mercy, Bob Dylan linked up with the producer Daniel Lanois. They worked together on that album, and then they would later work together again on 1997's Time Out of Mind. And Time Out of Mind is a stunning album to me. I think, whereas Infidels and Oh Mercy are kind of just merely good Dylan records, Time Out of Mind is incredible. I think it's right up there with the best things that he's ever done. And it was released at a time when people really didn't think that we would get another incredible album from Bob Dylan, but lo and behold, we did. And the song that we're going to hear from Time Out of Mind tonight is Not Dark Yet, which is one of my favorite Bob Dylan songs of all time. This has been a pretty fun show. I'll be back next week. We're doing something maybe a little more off the beaten path, but this has been really fun. I'm Adam. This is Pressologic. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, and let's hear it.
Like a movie.